Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Plans to build one of the largest data centers in the country near Delaware City in Newcastle County remains a front-burner issue, with state and county governments responding with efforts to pump the brakes on the project and put some guardrails in place to address concerns over the facility's potential impact. At the same time, the developer behind the plan is ramping up its efforts to make its case that the center will be a benefit to Delaware. This week, Delaware Public Media contributor John Hurdle revisits the battle over this project, known as Project Washington, to offer a snapshot of where things stand. And John joined me earlier this week to discuss what we know. So John, let's start with a quick refresher on this data center proposal. What is the developer envisioning here?
Well, this would be a major industrial development. It will cover 6 million square feet of construction. That's on about 560 acres near Delaware City. It would be in two phases, the second of which would require a zoning change by Newcastle County. And crucially, this data center would use about 1.2 gigawatts of electric power. Now, to put that into some kind of context, that's bigger than some of the offshore wind farms that until recently were proposed off the Atlantic coast. And it is about half of what the whole of the state of Delaware used in 2024. So this would be a really big industrial development.
And the chief concern is that project's electrical needs that you just mentioned, that 1.2 gigawatt power demand. Critics say handling that demand will ultimately raise electric bills for residents who are already seeing high energy costs these days. The state has jumped in here with an initiative to blunt that possibility, asking the Public Service Commission to create a large load tariff for high demand users like data centers. Can you explain what this is, this tariff, and how it could help?
Well, large load tariffs are contracts between utilities and large energy users like data centers. And they're designed to ensure that higher costs are paid for by the users, not by smaller residential or commercial customers. And the other intention of these tariffs is to provide grid stability for the utilities. In other words, that there's such a huge demand placed on the grid by customers like data centers that there are concerns that the reliability of electric supply to regular customers could actually be interrupted unless the infrastructure is enhanced. And of course, that requires financial investment.
So, John, there are a lot of people out there who would like to see a stronger response to the data center's electric use. One of them is specifically State Senator Stephanie Hansen. What is she suggesting in terms of dealing with the possibility of this much, much higher demand?
Well, first of all, we should say that Senator Hansen is the chair of something called the Energy Stakeholders Group, and that is a group of energy executives, environmentalists, consumer advocates that meet every 2 weeks and are the starting point for quite a number of bills that have gone through that have been submitted to the legislature on energy. And so Senator Hansen's statements on this may indeed carry some weight. And what she wants is for this data center to generate all or most of the power that it uses. And she says that that without that, ratepayers in Delaware will inevitably face higher electric bills simply because there isn't enough to go around. Now, the flip side, if you like, of what Senator Hansen's proposing is if the new data center generated its own power, then it would have it be in common with Constellation Energy, which is the owner of one of the two power units at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania near Harrisburg. Now, so Constellation is going to, they're going to restart that unit in 2028, they say, and all of that power will be supplied to Microsoft for a new data center there. So that presumably is an example of what Senator Hansen is saying, that she's not saying that it needs to be nuclear power, but somehow she says that this new data center, because of its vast power needs, it really should generate its own.
And there is still a bill from State Representative Frank Burns that is out there that would or could work concurrently with the large load tariff. Tell us a little bit more about that. Remind us, what would it do if it passed?
What Senator Burns' bill would do is it would set this this large load tariff for customers that use at least 30 megawatts of electricity, I mean, which of course is much less than is planned by the by Project Washington. And then it would require the Public Service Commission to issue an operating certificate based on that entity's effect on the economy, how the new facility would affect ratepayers, and whether that enterprise would affect the state's goals of driving down greenhouse gas emissions. And we should say also that that the Public Service Commission spokesman says that the Burns bill is actually similar to the goals which have been laid out by the PSC.
Another response, John, is coming from the county level, an ordinance sponsored by Dave Carter to create some guardrails for projects like this in a variety of areas. He has refined it since first introducing it. Can you talk a little bit about some of the areas that would address?
Yes, well, there's a laundry list of conditions that Councilman Carter's proposed ordinance would set, and they include setting a minimum setback of 1,000 feet for data centers for homes and schools. There should also be, he says, an 8-foot berm which would shield homes from noise, the noise and the sight of this of these gigantic buildings. And there should be strict limits on noise and lighting. So essentially, what he's doing is drawing on the experience of data centers and the effect that they have on in some other parts of the country, notably Northern Virginia, where some of these concerns have been raised.
So, John, you have had an opportunity to talk with officials at Starwood. Let's start with the demand on the grid that they would create. What are they saying in response to those concerns that have been raised?
Well, they're saying that they will pay, or at least they will, quote, help to pay for infrastructure upgrades that are necessary in order to meet this this huge energy demand that they're planning. They say that the grid needs upgrading anyway, and that that the existence of projects like theirs will provide the demand, the future demand that the investors will need to see in order to pay for these infrastructure upgrades. So what they're saying is that these activities will improve conditions for regular ratepayers, will make the electric grid more resilient and more reliable. And we should also say that Starwood, they've refused to rule out any rate increase for regular ratepayers. But what they say is that they want to keep rates as low as possible, and that they do not foresee any long-term increase in rates for regular consumers. You know, you might see what Starwood has said about this so far as a matter of hedging their bets. I gave them ample opportunity to rule out a possible rate increase as a result of their demands on the grid, and they backed away from that.
John, what are they saying about other concerns raised, things like water use, environmental impact, things like that?
As far as water is concerned, they say they're going to use what's called a closed loop system, and that's for cooling, and that is designed to minimize the amount of water that's used by one of these giant centers. What they say is that they anticipate using 13.5 million gallons of water a year, which would be, is they say, typical, similar to a typical office building. They are also at pains to point out that about 40% of the site will be left as open space. And that's about twice of what is commonly used by other data centers around the country. And it's actually more than the Newcastle County requires. And then the Starwood is also saying that there will be no disturbance to wetlands as a result of the construction of this center.
So having said all that, is it fair to say that, Starwood is largely okay with the guardrails that Newcastle County is pursuing, or are there some points of contention with that ordinance and even the large load tariff that PSC is pursuing?
Well, I think it is fair to say, I mean, according to what I heard from Starwood's lawyer the other day, that they are okay with Councilman Carter's proposed ordinance for the most part, but there are some things in there that they want to negotiate. That is the proposed, they include the proposed noise level and the proposed requirement that the company provide financial assurances for decommissioning, that the county does not want to be left with taxpayers footing the bill whenever the center closes down.
John, Starwood is also making a concerted effort to sell the economic upside to their plans and the upside it would provide perhaps to the state of Delaware. What is the case they're making?
Well, they're saying that this is going to be a huge economic boon to the state. Their figures include 3,500 construction jobs, 700 permanent jobs paying at least $100,000 a year, a total of $9.7 billion in economic impact, and $75 million a year in local taxes. Starwood says, all on the basis of an economic study that was done by a consultant.
Starwood, despite all this, all these concerns, all these efforts to push back, appears to be pushing ahead. Is it fair to see that they see Delaware, and specifically this Delaware City site, as the right place for them, despite all this pushback they're getting?
Well, they do. I think one argument they make that in favor of this Delaware City site is that it has existing electrical infrastructure. There is a 55 kilovolt line already there to which the data center would connect. They say that, you know, they're part of an industrial zone, at least for the first phase of this project, and they have access to a high-skilled workforce and fiber connectivity. So what the CEO of Starwood says is that, this is a terrific place for data center development, and he says that the conditions are very, very favorable.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. You can find John's piece updating where things stand with the Project Washington Data Center proposal in Newcastle County right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. The Green continues with a look at Delaware's plan to boost early childhood literacy. That's next on The Green here on Delaware Public Media.